Hello, my friends. Welcome to Drugs Wrecked My Life, the podcast. Well, they certainly have, because I have, and it's, as a grown man, to say such a thing, it's embarrassing to say, but the facts are the facts. I've said probably mean shit on Twitter to people for no fucking good reason, and I wish I didn't, because I never meant, I was either hurt, jealous. Well, it doesn't matter. The fact is I'm grown. I said it. And I'm sure, to those words, nobody is really helping me. So it doesn't matter what we go through. Unless you're famous or people can gain, most of the time they're not going to help you out of the goodness of their heart. However, there are people who will, but when they research you and they find tweets like you find in probably mine, they assume you're a liar and your word means nothing. And if you said this once, how far will you go next time? But what they don't understand is, you didn't mean a single thing of it. You hated yourself so bad. You didn't know how to react. You were just jealous and you were just ashamed of where you've become in life and the way you've squandered everything. And it looks like my dream of helping the world will never take place in this capacity. I don't know. I'm confused and I'm lost and, you know, it's very difficult to get anybody to care. And these are lessons we learn. Well, I thank you, and I'll keep trying here and there. Good morning, everybody. It is Monday, February 3rd, in the 2020th year of our Lord. And it is appalling to me. If you are what society considers of even remote status, even in a small town, if you're a big fish, if you have more than whatever the number is, even if you don't have a check mark, but if you're followed by enough people that you matter, whether that's 100, 1,000, I don't know, but it's definitely not me. I can only imagine if I asked Twitter universe, hey, what's up with Gloria Estefan, within 30 seconds getting a response. I don't get a reply when I say, hey guys, I got about 30 seconds. I have a woman who is hanging from the skyway. She seems to be alive. I'm trying to help her. Cars would fucking hit me to get around me. But if that was, I won't mention names, but anyone of status, the world would help. Can you fucking imagine Gloria Estefan or anybody responding to me? They don't respond to me when I'm desperately asking for help. And they respond to people who fucking are just curious what their fucking hair looks like. It's incredible. You got someone like Tony Robbins. Kobe, you are irreplaceable. You're talking to a fucking dead man when 7 minutes before he died, I sent a tweet personally saying, clearly, not saying help me, but fuck, it wouldn't have been sent if I was okay. And you didn't give a single fuck. I couldn't get 14 minutes of your time. I couldn't get 30 seconds of your time. I couldn't get a, hey, check out this. You may find this interesting, which you send out 100 times a day anyway. You couldn't give me the satisfaction, nobody, of making me feel important. Hey, Jay, this is for you out of the whole world. But you send all these tweets to a dead man that you cannot help. Many of you will take that as complete ignorance. That's not how it's meant. He's gone and is awful. And his daughter, I mean, the tragedy is beyond description, but You have a man who's needing you. And you don't care because not enough people are going to know that you helped me. You'd rather get the retweets and likes because you followed what was supposed to be in the mainstream approved of. That's fucked up, and that's not humane, and that is definitely not what Tony Robbins was like in 1990. Thank you. Again, I'm going to say it, but no one's going to give a fuck. I can be reached at drugswreckedmylife@gmail.com, the website drugswreckedmylife.com, or you could call me personally, 727-484-2265. Again, 727-484-2265. My own girlfriend wants me to die. I can't expect you to care about me. So as I move from an ice-cold garage to a tent, I know nobody cares, and they think I'm just selling a sad story when I was a very successful man and have a high intelligence level. I don't know how to access it properly. Therefore, I'm fucking up. My decision making is not even close to what it should be. And then with my complete and total self-destructive nature, not just self-destructive to hurt me, but self-destructive to help you to get rid of me. That's what I feel, truly, truly, truly. And that means nothing. I can't get a fucking appointment. And if I did get one, which I finally did, I can only see them every 2 weeks. I just can't imagine. I'm blown away. So what I need to do is somehow I have to be seen as important, which can never happen. But if I hit the lottery and became rich, people would care so much. There'd be headlines all over the world. And this man who has been suffering greatly has reached out, and now look at him. I'd be the most helped individual on the fucking planet. I'm very upset over this. This is disheartening. I've poured my fucking heart out. And because I'm fat, because I am ugly, because I have a lisp, because my money isn't considered in a class of enough high society that I'm to be helped. I'm to be put aside, and what will be, what will be. I'm to eat sugar and sodium. That's what's meant for me. And it's fucked up. And if I could be able to get one motherfucker to listen and understand, I might even fucking help you. I had one person send me a word of encouragement, which I don't even believe was from me. I believe it was an accident because I thanked him profusely and that was the end of it. The only one through this, and this was, fuck it, I'm not going to say it because you're going to, I had one person that actually I think cared, one. And yet somebody like a big radio station guy here is looking for a fucking barbecue place and his Twitter is inundated with fucking ideas, coupons, free meals. Unbelievable. If I went in hungry, dressed in a suit and tie, they wouldn't give me a fucking chicken wing. Because I don't matter. Good morning, everybody. It is Monday, February 3rd in the 2020th year of our Lord. And it is appalling to me. If you are what society considers of even remote status, even in a small town, if you're a big fish, if you have more than whatever the number is, even if you don't have a check mark, but if you're followed by enough people that You matter. Whether that's 100, 1,000, I don't know, but it's definitely not me. I can only imagine if I asked Twitter universe, hey, what's up with Gloria Estefan? Within 30 seconds getting a response. I don't get a reply when I say, hey guys, I got about 30 seconds. I have a woman who is hanging from the skyway. She seems to be alive. I'm trying to help her. Cars would fucking hit me to get around me. But if that was, I won't mention names, but anyone of status, the world would help. Can you fucking imagine Gloria Estefan or anybody responding to me? They don't respond to me when I'm desperately asking for help. And they respond to people who fucking are just curious what their fucking hair looks like. It's incredible. You got someone like Tony Robbins. Kobe, you are irreplaceable. You're talking to a fucking dead man when 7 minutes before he died, I sent a tweet personally saying, clearly not saying help me, but fuck, it wouldn't have been sent if I was okay. And you didn't give a single fuck. I couldn't get 14 minutes of your time. I couldn't get 30 seconds of your time. I couldn't get a, hey, check out this. You may find this interesting, which you send out 100 times a day anyway. You couldn't give me the satisfaction, nobody, of making me feel important. Hey, Jay, this is for you out of the whole world. But you send all these tweets to a dead man that you cannot help. Many of you will take that as complete ignorance. That's not how it's meant. He's gone and is awful. And his daughter, I mean, the tragedy is beyond description, but you have a man who's needing you. And you don't care because not enough people are going to know that you helped me. You'd rather get the retweets and likes because you followed what was supposed to be in the mainstream approved of. That's fucked up and that's not humane, and that is definitely not what Tony Robbins was like in 1990. Thank you. Again, I'm gonna say it, but no one's gonna give a fuck. I can be reached at drugswreckedmylife@gmail.com, the website drugswreckedmylife.com, or you could call me personally 727 484-2265. Again, 727-484-2265. My own girlfriend wants me to die. I can't expect you to care about me. So as I move from an ice-cold garage to a tent, I know nobody cares, and they think I'm just selling a sad story when I was a very successful man. And I have a high intelligence level. I don't know how to access it properly. Therefore, I'm fucking up. My decision making is not even close to what it should be. And then, with my complete and total self-destructive nature, not just self-destructive to hurt me, but self-destructive to help you to get rid of me. That's what I feel, truly, truly, truly. And that means nothing. I can't get a fucking appointment. And if I did get one, which I finally did, I can only see them every 2 weeks. I just can't imagine. I'm blown away. So what I need to do is somehow, I have to be seen as important, which can never happen. But if I hit the lottery and became rich, people would care so much. There'd be headlines all over the world. And this man who has been suffering greatly has reached out, and now look at him. I'd be the most helped individual on the fucking planet. I'm very upset over this. This is disheartening. I've poured my fucking heart out. And because I'm fat, because I am ugly, because I have a lisp, because my money isn't considered in a class of enough high society that I'm to be helped. I'm to be put aside, and what will be, what will be. I'm to eat sugar and sodium. That's what's meant for me. And it's fucked up. And if I could be able to get one motherfucker to listen and understand, I might even fucking help you. I had one person send me a word of encouragement, which I don't even believe was from me. I believe it was an accident, because I thanked him profusely and that was the end of it. The only one through this, and this was, fuck it, I'm not going to say it because you're going to be like, I had one person that actually I think cared. One. And yet somebody like a big radio station guy here is looking for a fucking barbecue place, and his Twitter is inundated with fucking ideas, coupons, free meals. Unbelievable. If I went in hungry, dressed in a suit and tie, they wouldn't give me a fucking chicken wing. Because I don't matter. Good morning, everybody. It is Monday, February 3rd, in the 2020th year of our Lord. And it is appalling to me. If you are what society considers of even remote status, even in a small town, if you're a big fish, if you have more than whatever the number is, even if you don't have a check mark, but if you're followed by enough people that you matter, whether that's 100, 1,000, I don't know, but it's definitely not me. I can only imagine if I asked Twitter universe, hey, what's up with Gloria Estefan, within 30 seconds getting a response. I don't get a reply when I say, hey guys, I got about 30 seconds. I have a woman who is hanging from the skyway. She seems to be alive. I'm trying to help her. Cars would fucking hit me to get around me. But if that was, I won't mention names, but anyone of status, the world would help. Can you fucking imagine Gloria Estefan or anybody responding to me? They don't respond to me when I'm desperately asking for help. And they respond to people who fucking are just curious what their fucking hair looks like. It's incredible. You got someone like Tony Robbins. Kobe, you are irreplaceable. You're talking to a fucking dead man when 7 minutes before he died, I sent a tweet personally saying, clearly, not saying help me, but fuck, it wouldn't have been sent if I was okay. And you didn't give a single fuck. I couldn't get 14 minutes of your time. I couldn't get 30 seconds of your time. I couldn't get a, hey, check out this. You may find this interesting, which you send out 100 times a day anyway. You couldn't give me the satisfaction, nobody, of making me feel important. Hey, Jay, this is for you out of the whole world. But you send all these tweets to a dead man that you cannot help. Many of you will take that as complete ignorance. That's not how it's meant. He's gone and is awful. And his daughter, I mean, the tragedy is beyond description, but you have a man who's needing you. And you don't care because not enough people are going to know that you helped me. You'd rather get the retweets and likes because you followed what was supposed to be in the mainstream approved of. That's fucked up, and that's not humane, and that is definitely not what Tony Robbins was like in 1990. Thank you. Again, I'm going to say it, but no one's going to give a fuck. I can be reached at drugswreckedmylife@gmail.com, the website drugswreckedmylife.com, or you could call me personally, 727-484-2265. Again, 727-484-2265. My own girlfriend wants me to die. I can't expect you to care about me. So as I move from an ice-cold garage to a tent, I know nobody cares, and they think I'm just selling a sad story when I was a very successful man and have a high intelligence level. I don't know how to access it properly. Therefore, I'm fucking up. My decision-making is not even close to what it should be. And then with my complete and total self-destructive nature, not just self-destructive to hurt me, but self-destructive to help you to get rid of me. That's what I feel, truly, truly, truly. And that means nothing. I can't get a fucking appointment. And if I did get one, which I finally did, I can only see them every 2 weeks. I just can't imagine. I'm blown away. So what I need to do is somehow I have to be seen as important, which can never happen. But if I hit the lottery and became rich, people would care so much. There'd be headlines all over the world. And this man who has been suffering greatly has reached out, and now look at him. I'd be the most helped individual on the fucking planet. I'm very upset over this. This is disheartening. I've poured my fucking heart out. And because I'm fat, because I am ugly, because I have a lisp, because my money isn't considered in a class of enough high society that I'm to be helped. I'm to be put aside, and what will be, what will be. I'm to eat sugar and sodium. That's what's meant for me. And it's fucked up. And if I could be able to get one motherfucker to listen and understand, I might even fucking help you. I had one person send me a word of encouragement, which I don't even believe was from me. I believe it was an accident because I thanked him profusely and that was the end of it. The only one through this, and this was, fuck it, I'm not going to say it because you're going to, I had one person that actually I think cared, one. And yet somebody like a big radio station guy here is looking for a fucking barbecue place and his Twitter is inundated with fucking ideas, coupons, free meals. Unbelievable. If I went in hungry, dressed in a suit and tie, they wouldn't give me a fucking chicken wing. Because I don't matter.